and it was along this road where Bob's jacket was found.
Almost 25 years ago, Jane Dartick's life changed forever.
If you turn left at Woods Valley Road, it was down that driveway that his body was found.
Her husband, Bob, was murdered. His body was found along a Valley Center road. And pretty quickly, Jane became the prime suspect.
It still gets to me.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
You know, and I know intellectually you have to be able to say, well, sometimes things just happen in life. You're driving along the road and you get hit by a Mack truck and it's over. Sometimes things like that happen. But this was injustice on top of injustice, and, you know, you start thinking, why? Why me, God?
Over the next two decades, Jane would become a convict, a martyr, an advocate, and she would play a key role in exposing fatal flaws in the criminal justice system.
They did not write down where they took swabs. They did not wear gloves.
It could look like smoke and mirrors, because not only did they represent they had DNA, but they had tire track evidence, they had time of death evidence, they had blood spatter interpretation.
Bob Dartick was struggling with his killer, and that killer wasn't Jane Dartick.
Listen to Free Jane, a new podcast from KPBS. It follows Jane's journey from someone who thought the justice system worked just fine to staunch criminal justice reform advocate, and how her case has changed science in the courtroom.
Was she was missing one fingernail. She was missing one fingernail, and we didn't have an answer for why she was missing one fingernail. And that always really bothered me.
Subscribe to Free Jane or listen on the KPBS Investigates podcast.